If we're going to expand the hospital in whatever way works, what are we going to do with the schools? What level of funding are we going to provide to the school districts?
Thank you for that question. Every year, the Assembly will decide what contribution locally to make. Schools also receive funding from the state and federal government. Often we talk about the cap, which is connected to the student population. So often the question is, will we fund to the cap? Susie's question specifically is, what kind of funding would you support for the schools? And I think, Sheila Finkenbinder, this is your question to take first.
So I'm not sure this is a either or question. I know we're talking about keeping our hospital alive. I'm not sure how much that means we're going to expand it. I'm not sure how to answer that because I don't think it's just an either-or question.
What level of support would you want for the schools from the Assembly?
Is that what?
Would you fund to the cap, essentially?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Benjamin Mayasato, I would fund to the cap. This is one where education is important. You have a good school system here that's an attractant to people who are thinking of moving to Sitka. So when it comes to funding and education, it is important that we continue to fund our school district so that we keep people here and give the quality and level of education that our kids need and deserve.
Thank you, Ben Mayasato. Kitty Sopo.
I'm going to agree with Ben, because I think it's more important to fund to the cap in the schools than to fund the hospital. Thanks.
Okay. Jamie Ackley?
I would vote to yes towards funding to the cap. I have a fifth grader. And I'm very impressed with the school district that we have here in Sitka. Being in three other school districts, I know what is out there. And the quality of education that my child is getting is amazing. And it needs to continue. We need to continue offering these young minds more opportunities. What they can offer us in turn in the future is tenfold. So we need to offer them as much as we possibly can.
And Stephen Eisenbeiss, same question about funding to the cap. Should the Assembly do that?
The Assembly needs to continue to fund the school district to the maximum of its ability. Whether that's the cap or not, I can't say at this time. Kids are our future, and we have to continue to invest in our children. Right now, we enjoy very low student-to-teacher ratios at our schools. We enjoy very nice buildings. We enjoy great extracurricular activities. All those need to continue for the sake of this community and for its health. Parents will not move here if we don't have a great school system. And that's nationwide. People leave towns because the schools aren't suitable for their children. One thing I will say, though, is that I, as an Assembly member, need to be assured that the money at the school is being well spent. The Assembly has the ultimate decision on the budget, and they do need to look it over and make sure that your taxpayer money is being well spent. I don't believe that there is any waste now. The school has done an extraordinary amount of trimming, but there are always new ideas that can be looked at in order to help them reduce costs so that their dollar can go even further. Thank you.
Thank you. And Sonia Smith, same question.
I would support the funding to the cap. I guess one of the things that kind of grips me a little more than other things is the $100 million expansion that Search has. I really don't agree with that, because I would rather go for the quality of service before any expansion going on. And I also would look to internship for people who are juniors and seniors. maybe look for ways to help them identify what their interests are, especially, I mean, I have known several students who have gotten into the interest of being doctors, and I know them personally. And that was an area I was very proud of. I believe I helped to bring that interest forward because I believe very much in encouraging them to identify what it is they want to do, because if they learn about that earlier, they will go in that direction. So I would vote for the.
Thank you. And Richard Ween.
Well, this is Richard Ween. School means serious leisure, and that's from its origin. That's how the ancients viewed it. I think that there are three things that make that people look before they come to a town, and that is education, healthcare, and housing. Education, to me personally, is something very, very, very important, and I believe in it thoroughly, and I believe in a thoroughly good education, and there is just no doubt about it. However, there's always a comma in life, and there is a budgetary process, and I do believe in making your case. Though I would like to give everything possible to the school district does have to establish a budget which is reviewed, and without any research to say that funding would be to the cap, I think is premature. My heart is there, but I need to know and go through the budgetary process, because another priority I have other than healthcare is education. And I look forward to really getting to know that whole process and to help support it. So,
thank you. That's Richard Ween with a great question from Susie about school funding. It is 7:30. We are going to give the seven candidates a 5-minute break and everyone here a chance to stretch your legs. If you're listening at home, come on down to Harrigan Centennial Hall. There's 30 people here, 40 people here. 50 people here.
60. Do I hear 60?
This really is a truly politically engaged community. And if you have a question you'd like to submit, you can email it to me at news@kcaw.org. We will be back 7:35 with more from your assembly candidates.